Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, June 20th. Another day of heat in the 30s as a heat warning continues for the Grey Bruce region. Your full forecast is coming up shortly after the news. A proposed development for part of the former Talisman Resort lands in the Beaver Valley continues to be reviewed by Grey Highlands. The Beaver Valley Development Group is proposing a 370-unit subdivision, and a meeting was held last week when a number of people shared their thoughts. Community members had mixed views, some supportive of the land being used, while others, like resident Sydney Thompson, are against it.
It is going to create a visual scar on the valley that we will never get back again.
No final decisions have been made yet on the development proposal, and Grey Highlands Councillor Paul Allen says that will take a while.
This is the first step in a planning process, and there's a lot more to come. Eventually, a report will come to council.
Provincial police say a Peterborough man is facing charges after a child-luring investigation in Huron-Kinloss. South Bruce OPP say the investigation began after they received a report of a man who used a social media site to request an explicit photo of a teenage girl. The 29-year-old accused was arrested yesterday and charged with several offenses. Students from across the region visited Owen Sound's River District yesterday for the 14th Grey Bruce One World Festival. A number of booths were set up by local organizations, and kids also heard presentations at the farmers market, while the festival also had attractions at the library and art gallery. Colleen Purden is one of the event's organizers.
We've worked in partnership with the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. They've been a financial supporter and a supporter with the event organizing it to bring school children here.
Bruce County is hosting a household hazardous waste event in Lion's Head this weekend. You can drop off your old paints, propane tanks, and other hazardous materials at the landfill on West Road in Lion's Head from 8 until noon on Saturday. On the national news, the potential WestJet strike has been averted just as hundreds of the airline's mechanics were set to walk off the job later today. The two sides have agreed to return to bargaining, and a strike action is reportedly off the table. WestJet had already canceled more than 30 flights in anticipation of a possible work stoppage, leaving thousands of passengers scrambling. And a new report from Food Banks Canada suggests more Canadians may be living in poverty than previously thought. The report looks at household essentials as a measure of poverty and finds 25% of Canadians are likely experiencing a poverty standard of living because they can't afford some of them. That's well above the number from Statistics Canada, which is around 10%. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a higher open this morning. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading with market bellwether. Other NVIDIA set for more gains at the opening bell. Yesterday, U.S. markets were closed in recognition of Juneteenth, while the TSX fell by 94 points, printing at 21,516 at the bell. Bitcoin is trading more than 2% higher this morning, 66,400 U.S. The price of oil is little changed, $81.75 per barrel, while gold's up a quarter point to $2,350 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 72.94 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Bridehead with the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Red Sox swept the Blue Jays after a 7-3 win yesterday. Jays have their last day off in June today. Then they start a challenging stretch with a weekend series in Cleveland. Then they visit Boston and close out the month with a homestand against the Yankees. Some NHL teams shored up their goaltending yesterday. Calgary traded Jacob Markstrom to New Jersey for big D-man Kevin Ball and a first-rounder. And L.A. acquired Darcy Kemper from Washington for Pierre-Luc Dubois. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is tomorrow night in Edmonton. The Canadian men's basketball training camp roster for the Olympics was announced, and it's loaded with NBA talent, led by MVP runner-up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack have signed forward Ethan Kindry. The Halton Hurricanes alumnus was a third-round pick of the Attack, 51st overall in the 2024 OHL priority selection. In Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League action last night, the Terra Ladies beat Saugeen T-Birds 10-1. And in Blue Water Fastball, the Saugeen Thunderbirds took down the Port Elgin Blue Devils 7-2. Wade Kiwagishig hit a grand slam. There's always more sports on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. That's REMAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. A mix of sun and cloud today with a slight chance of some showers or a thunderstorm. Heat warning continues, a high of 30, feeling more like 33. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers and a low of 17. And tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix with a high of 30.